Hi, I'm Roderick Chambers, and this is a 2019 Federal Budget Special for Community Radio, focusing on the key areas affecting our communities. So what is in the budget for climate change?
Well, the government is boasting $3.5 billion to invest in their climate solutions package, which I thought was pretty good until I heard Danny say that there's 3.2 going to that rail out in Western Sydney.
Yeah. But that is going to the airport, though.
The Nancy Burt Walton
Airport. Yeah. So anyway, go on. Sorry.
But this money might not actually be as much as we think. So the bulk of it is going to $2 billion that will go into the Climate Solutions Fund that will be spent over the next 15 years. So the budget only accounts for the next 4 years. So within that time period, it's giving us $189 million, which is only 9.5% of that total $2 billion.
Oh, so it's not really that much money, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so it's, you know, most of it's not really going to be seen for a while. And the money that is already there is going to be used to continue the Emissions Reduction Fund, which they're already running.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's basically giving money to businesses if they're doing something good for the, you know, they're being efficient and so forth. Is that the idea?
Kind of, yeah. It goes towards companies that are big polluters, and it kind of rewards them for reducing their emissions.
Right. Yeah. So if you're an aluminium smelter and you manage to get down a bit of the smoke, you might be getting onto a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, some of the other things that have been coming out, there's crazy ants running around in Queensland. What's happening there?
Oh, my God, yes. So 9.2 million dollars will be going towards the yellow crazy ants in Queensland.
They sound scary.
Area.
How many of them are there?
I have no idea.
Lots, probably.
Millions.
And look, is there any pork barrelling going on here at all? Not so much. It's going into various electorates, though, isn't it? I was just wondering if the particular electorates were that were a little bit marginal.
About,
I don't know. I was
just asking, you're talking about the Community Environment Project.
Yes. What are they?
Yeah. Well, that will be $150,000 to each federal electorate for community-led projects. So they're just giving every electorate money to decide what to do with it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So it's empowering the electorates.
Yeah, it kind of just seems like they're throwing around money for whatever they want, because there's also another $100 million that'll be going into grants from, like, and you can apply for, like, literally anything. So threatened species, to recycling, to waste reduction. They just kind of want to give the environment some money.
So the
and
money's
you decide.
There.
Yeah.
Okay, so the money's there. Put in your applications right now, folks. If you've got an idea to do something for the environment, now's your chance.
That's it.
Also, Ollie, there's been normally, in the past, we've had energy tied in with environment, which has been a bit of an uncomfortable bedfellows sometimes at different points of times. But, of course, the headline is the $75 for singles and $125 for couples splash for cash, isn't it?
Yeah, so that'll be a total of $284 million. It's called the Energy Assist Payment, and that will be for people on their aged pension, disability support, recipients of carers payments, single parents payments, and eligible veterans payments. So not New Start, but a lot of other sort of welfare benefits, I guess.
Yeah, and so that's probably, and that will probably go through the Senate pretty quickly. So unless people don't want people to have this money. So that's one of the things that is going to go before the Senate for this session.
Yeah, and it's pretty urgent. Like, energy bills have gone up like crazy, 57% in the past 10 years. It's outrageous.